Welcome to The Coach Approach, NSWC Carter Rock's podcast for maximizing your personal and professional growth. I'm Jamie Wilson, Carter Rock's Coaching Program Manager. Join us each month for The Coach Approach to hear leaders at all levels shed light on what coaching is and the amazing benefits it offers. Listen as they share their personal testimonies about how partnering with a coach is transformational by using self-reflection to discover hidden talents, higher potential, and even obstacles that once prevented their forward movement. So whether you're ready to go to the next level, seeking a promotion, or want more self-confidence, The Coach Approach is the right place for you. Joining us today is Dr. Pamela Toole. Pamela is the Integrated Acquisition Chief for the Defense Logistics Agency, better known as DLA. She will be talking about coaching the person and not the problem, as well as how coaching has personally impacted her. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. I know you're busy. You have a busy schedule. So we appreciate that you're sharing. You took that time out to do that with us today. So would you like to share your personal testimony about how coaching has impacted you first? Or would you prefer to share the coach the person, not the problem?
Good morning, Jamie. Thank you for having me today. I'm especially grateful for the opportunity to be part of your coaching cadre and serve as your coach for executive leaders. And I will do a little bit of both. How about we start a little bit about how coaching or what brought me to this particular point, and then we can move into coaching the person and not the problem. How's that?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
So in 2016, I had the opportunity to speak with a former director, agency director, about leadership, and I was asked about his thoughts on a specific leadership matter, and he connected me with one of our chiefs of staff who was on the precipice of developing an agency coaching program. I realized that on a typical basis, I performed the role as an advisor or a mentor, and I really had to work with the individuals to help solve their problems. Coaching opened up a new way to solve problems for me, with the onus and the accountability of the client or the employee's outcome shifted from me to the individual. So coaching was so liberating to me. I no longer had to bear the responsibility or board responsibility to come up with the answer. I no longer had to shoulder the responsibility of the outcome for others, but supported them in their pursuit of their desired outcome. So, you know, I'm grateful for that opportunity for coaching to help facilitate that growth and development for the individuals themselves and help them reach their full potential.
Exactly. I love that about coaching.
Yes. So, you know, and coaching the person and not the problem, it really is really crucial for the growth of for the client. Marcia Reynolds authored a wonderful book on this topic. In short, she said that coaching the person is really about coaching or asking reflective questions about what the client says. Questions of reflection can really evoke or promote, I guess, inquiry and insight for our clients. So in comparison to just simply asking questions, which may result just in the client reactively just answering the question. I mean, how many times have you been in a coaching session and you ask the question and it seems like the client just instantly had a response? The client would ricochet their responses so fast that, you know, for me, I thought that, you know, wow, if they have the answer, why am I here? you know, and I thought maybe it was because, I asked a question that really didn't move the client forward. I was like, wow, that was really interesting. It wasn't. You know, and I thought, you know, wasn't that one of the golden questions we were taught to ask our clients? And it really just, it didn't seem to really land the way I thought it would. So mm-hmm. asking questions, I realized, doesn't always allow the client to hear what they're saying and does not create the space for them to go deeper and reflect on what they said. It's more than just asking, you know, what do you think about that? Or what are your thoughts about that? When you ask questions on thoughts about something, without reflection, you're simply just looking for answers. And I think, you know, asking reflective questions really closely aligns with the ICF competencies of evoking awareness and learning and growing. And yes. when I thought about this, I reflected on a time when I was learning how to swim when I was younger. I think I was about 7 or 8 years old. And I was in the pool and my arms were, you know, just moving and my head was in the water. And when I looked up, I was in the same spot. And I'm like, I hadn't moved. So, and it brought me to, it was like, I'm not sure if you experienced that, but it was like, you
yes,
know, what
I can
happens
relate.
When you're, Yeah, but what it did, it brought me to a passage in the book, Many People Communicate, But Few People Connect, written by John Maxwell. He's one of my favorite leadership experts and a distant mentor. I mean, I did have the pleasure of meeting and speaking with him while I was taking his training program. But there was something that he said about coping that resonated with me and made me reflect on the questions that I asked during the coaching conversation. He said that when you cope, it keeps you afloat, but it doesn't move you forward. Our role as a coach is to really to move the client forward, not just keeping them afloat. I personally like to see my clients. Yes, I thought it was like, wow. I know it was about communication, but I reflected on that's part of what we do as coaches. We are communicating with our clients. And I personally really like to see how our clients are really growing and developing. And it was really rewarding. But within the context of coaching, you know, you're looking at the capacities or capability of our clients, and we say that they come to our conversations whole and they're capable. So we look at how we can be useful to our clients in that space and creating that safe space for them to ideate, to create and innovate. So coaching a person and not the problem is based on building trust and safety, one of the most or foremost coaching competencies, a must for us to have a useful conversation with our clients. And as we are being creative, I guess, and innovative, we ourselves are free from anxiety or worry, or even as author and I think therapist, his name is Christoph Schneider, said in his book, Relationships, Which the Brain is Talking, our gut takes over and we operate in fight or flight mode and we do what is necessary to protect ourselves, our thoughts, our beliefs, our behaviors, even if they do limit us. So we think about what we speak about when we're coaching or speaking about coaching the person and not the problem. We're really focusing in on the person's ontological perspective. What is their sense of being, their self-efficacy, their own self-worth or value, and how they show up in situations, which is happening in their conscious and their subconscious thinking. What informs or shapes how they see themselves or the world viscerally and even with the world around them. Coaching the person really helps them reframe their thinking so they see the world through a different lens. So coaching a person is addressing how they show up in the moment, looking at why and the what behind their behaviors or what's triggering or driving them. We can explore this from a coaching lane and not really even cross into the therapy wheelhouse. And, you know, I really do love the duality of a coaching relationship. It's not just the development of the client, but also the development of the coach. So in order to really coach the person, that client must trust the coach with themselves to be free and transparent and vulnerable. The coach must also be open and transparent and vulnerable as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and you know, you're right. And so it's important that we contract with the client during every conversation and establish and maintain that agreement is crucial for each coach to really coach the person and not only the problem. So when you're contracting with that client, again, establishing trust and safety is important for you to coach the person. Otherwise, you can only coach the problem. Sometimes the questions we ask our clients leave them to say, you know, I really don't know, you know, but when you hear and they rehear you or hear you rephrase or summarize using their own language and metaphor, it really seems to trigger something different within a client and may rarely, you know, we see that response back from them where I don't know. No, and it allows them to, again, to reflect on the questions that we ask. It tends to give them pause and allows them that time to reflect. It gives them the safe space to challenge their own thought patterns and beliefs that may hinder their own capacity and offer some other opportunities. It can also provide space for them to think creatively or with an innovation. And coaching the person entails asking questions that allows the client to think and challenge what's beneath the surface of their own beliefs, their behaviors and thinking now in the moment. And we're not talking about the past, you know, their own sense of ontology or a sense of being. It allows them to reflect on who they are being now and what they choose to do going forward or even in the present.
Exactly.
Yeah. There is a book that I love by Hassan Moon called Coaching A to Z, and it looks at using ordinary words that really supports the coach to frame questions to help move the client forward. For example, one of the words that she uses is difference. And I had a client who was facing a frustrating and disappointing situation, and I asked, what would you do differently? The client did focus on, you know, they really didn't focus on what went wrong, but they did focus on going forward to see what they were doing differently. The client said that they still felt the sting from the situation, but they didn't sit in there as, you know, and they, and for what they felt and move forward emotionally a little faster than they had and had a better understanding of handling the situation in the future. What I didn't ask was, what's the difference that it would make in the future? To me, that, can you imagine, you know, what kind of depth that could have brought to the client to move them forward?
Yes.
You know, and yeah, and when I thought about that topic, coach the person, not the problem, you know, I reflected back on some instances where my client had only maybe 30 minutes before a presentation. So I thought, you know, I created a safe space for them and created that trust and safety, but the time didn't permit me for the coaching of, you know, the client in a sense, in this particular situation. I couldn't ask that insightful question or be in the best service to me for use with that client. We as coaches, you know, in those contexts, we must be a little bit more intuitive and know when we need to modify the contract, adapt and adjust our coaching for clients in those sudden death moments where the client has to make a decision to score in that win in a context or give that presentation or make the decision with their boss right shortly after the coaching conversation.
That is so true. So, that's a very good point that you made there.
Yeah. So, you know, and in those situations, asking those curious or active inquiry questions may leave the client in a space where they're anxious or really frustrated. And, you know, at many times before, if there is that constraint, so being sensitive to the client is really extremely important in supporting them by using useful, being useful and letting them, the client, lead is really important. So, however, yes. You know, I see that keeping the client, when we're looking at just answering the questions or solving the problem or looking to solve the problem, it really is like that flotation device that's just keeping the client afloat. Mm-hmm. You know, but to be really useful for the client by coaching them as they swim to their goal of being the best version of themselves. And we need to do that by being curious, active inquiry, and acting, you know, being reflective in our questions. But, you know, again, looking at coaching the client or coaching the person, not the client, really is about moving them forward, moving them beyond their current situation so they can become that best person. And, you know, and at one time I really did think about, you know, we as coaches, we know at times we got to solve the problem. You know, that's what they're coming for. But I really, like I said, it really doesn't serve them in the long term. And it can become that part of what I say learned helplessness. You know, they're still depending on someone else to teach them how to learn or do their, you know, solve their problem and become more dependent on the coach versus independent. And, you know, like I said, the coaching is a liberating opportunity for the coach to partner and, you know, be useful in serving the client as they reach their goal for what they want in their lives.
That is so, so true. Everything you said resonated with me as a coach. And then just basically, you know, putting that coach, the coachee, our client, in the position to understand that by them independently thinking and thinking about what resonates with them, the answer, they know the answer. They are the expert in the coaching partnership. And maybe they've went to others all their lives, right? Asking for help and asking what others' opinions are and not realizing that they themselves have that power or have that knowledge and are more of an expert of themselves than anyone else ever could be, right? So I just love everything that you brought to light and that you shared today. It's beautiful. Powerful.
Well, great. Well, thank you. And, you know, it just really helps us, as you said, it's powerful, but it's empowering.
Yes.
Like I said, they come to us whole, capable, and we deny them sometimes that opportunity to develop that muscle of self-resilience, self-reliance, in our own situation. And you know, when we step back and let them step forward, I can't imagine what their world would be like. You know, one of the memes that I have for myself, I said, change your world, you change the world. And the power that they have, that they can change their own world, and they don't have to rely on other people. Granted, we are made for fellowship. I do believe that. And we are here to support one another. But there is nothing more satisfying when you can look back and say, wow, look what I've done. You know, not to be prideful, but to be proud of the ability that you had, that you were self-resolved enough and capable to do this and do it well. So, you know, I think it's just a powerful thing as far as coaching, but coaching the person to help them is so much more powerful than coaching the problem.
Exactly. You know, it brings so much freedom to help them move forward, right? The freedom to move forward.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Pamela, again, for taking the time to share all of your valuable insights with us. Truly do appreciate it. And I would also like to thank all you listeners out there for joining this episode of The Coach Approach, brought to you by NSWC Carter Rock's Coaching Program. If you want to learn more about coaching, visit NSWC Carter Rock's Coaching Program SharePoint site. If you want to request a coach, contact Jamie Wilson at 301-335-0492. Thank you so much, and I hope you all have a great day.